Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, we serve a true and a living God. Yes, and He's able. He's an able God. No matter what it's looking like, no matter what's going on, He is an awesome God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is our friend. The friend that sticks closer than any brother. Glory to God. Yes. Glory to God. We serve a risen Savior. And He's in this world today. He walks with us. And He talks with us. As we go along our way. All we have to do is open up our hearts, open up our minds. Glory to God. Open up our minds. And He will come and He will sit with us. Glory to God. Welcome again to Victorious Living, your host, Minister Janice. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Yes. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:19. That's the God that I'm talking about. That's the God. The loving, the risen Savior, the Almighty. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking You for this day. Thanking You, Master, for the opportunity that You've given us, God. Thank You, God, for Your grace, for Your mercy, Lord. Oh, thank You, God, for Your Son, Jesus. Oh, God, we are grateful today for the many blessings that You alone have showered upon us, oh, God. We thank You, God. We come today, Master, lifting up the children, oh God, the children from all over the land, God, yes, who have been separated. They have been separated. They have been pulled apart, oh God, from their parents. Master, we call on You today, God. We know, Master, that You hear us. We know that You're watching. We know that You see it. And we come right now in the name of Jesus, asking God, oh God, that You intervene, oh God. That You intervene, oh God. As only You can, oh God. And bring unity in this situation, God. We ask, Master, that You look upon our government. The government, God. Yeah. Many times they don't know You, God, in the importance of their sins, God. But we ask You right now, in the name of Jesus, that You touch their hearts, oh God. Remove the stony hearts, oh God. The hearts that are of stone, oh God. The hearts that are cold, God. Oh, Master, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to be careful to give You all the praise, God. We're going to give You all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And we just trust and we believe that this shall come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Yes, yes. We trust God. We know that we have been in the Word and we have been talking about the curse. Last week, we just expound on what it really means in Genesis. We went into Genesis. We were in chapter 1 and we did verse 26. And then we came on over to chapter 3. And we was just giving as much detail of a curse as possible. We also covered Deuteronomy chapter 27, and we covered verse 15. And we talked about the graven images. We see how people have a tendency of allowing things to take the place of God. Yeah, just when it's God's time, something else comes in the place. Something else is more important. Yeah, so we talked about that last week. So today we want to just stay in that same discussion, and we want to go in the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to go to chapter 27, and we're going to do verse 16. And it starts off saying to us, "Cursed is he who dishonors his father and his mother." And all the people says, "Amen." Mm-hmm. Cursed are they. Honor is the esteem, is the value, is the greatness, the respect of someone that we think highly of. That's honor. Mother, a woman in relations to her child or her children. That's the mother. That's the mom. The father, a man in relation to his children or his child. And they think highly of them. They treat them with love and they treat them with respect. They treat them with honor. That's the father. Yeah. Verse 17 says, "Curses he who moves back his neighbor landmark." And all the people says, "Amen." Now, what are we talking about when we say see that? Huh? Stealing. The landmark. Yeah, the stake. Uh-huh. Well, you know this is the property line, but yet and still you want to move that further so it benefits you. So you're actually stealing and you're actually lying about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. But your Heavenly Father, he's not pleased with this. He's not pleased. And he sees and he knows what you're doing. Yeah. You're not getting away. Verse 18 says, "Cursed is he who misleads a blind man on his way." And all the people shall say, "Amen." Yeah. Cursed are you when a person is blind and we tell them, "Oh, yeah, go this way or go that way." You know, they're lost. They have no sense of direction. They can't see. Yeah, they could be physically blind or they could be spiritually blind. And we're telling them where to go. But we know that they're not going to get there. They're not going to benefit from what we're saying. You think God is not seeing that? Huh? Cursed are you. This is what the word of God is saying. I didn't make this up. Mm-hmm. Verse 19 says, "Cursed is he who perverts the justice to the sojourner or the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and all the people shall say amen." Yeah, we have to amen to this. We have to, yes, agree to what God is saying about things that are done wrong. We don't just sit and act like we don't see it. We don't just sit and turn our heads. It's something we got to do. Mm-hmm. Pervert, alter from the original course, the discord, the corrupt, twist it, abuse. And you know, we see this, where the system is abusing those who are lacking, those who have no direction. Yeah, we see it. This is happening today. Any righteousness that may be due to someone else, we are a part of refusing to give it to them. So we are cursed. Yeah. If I refuse to help you, if I refuse to tell you what's right, knowing what's right, and tell you what's wrong, well, I am cursed. This is what the word of God is saying. Yeah, because I'm sowing a discord. Yeah. This could be a stranger. It could be a stranger passing by or a family member. And even the widow who is of the least. Hello, listen to me. She may be in great need, but you turn your head and you act like you don't hear her grievance or her complaint or her needs. Cursed are you. Yeah. Look at me real quickly. Look with me, excuse me, to Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we're going to go to verse 26. And verse 26 clearly says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." Nah. This is, hey, we're sitting at the table. Sitting at the table. And this is what God is saying to us. I'm going to set this before you. He said, simply, we have a choice. Mm-hmm. We have a choice in the matter. And he's giving us an opportunity, glory to God, to make a choice, to make the right decision. It's all about, it's up to us. It's up to you what you want to do, where you want to go, how you want to live this life, how you want to get where you're going, how you want to enjoy the journey, or how you want to ruin your journey, huh? God is so awesome. Yeah, he is not a dictator. He gives us free will. So he's saying here in chapter 26, he said he's sitting there, and he says, choose this day, the blessing or the curse. Glory to God. And Deuteronomy 27 says to us, the blessing, if you obey commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you this day. That's the blessing. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want? You have a choice. Mm-hmm. You got to say so in this situation. You have a say-so in your destination. Glory to God. Verse 28 says, and the curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the ways which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Many times we're running after things that we don't know. We don't have a clue. We don't have an idea. We don't have an inkling of what we're actually doing. But we're running in the other direction. Yeah. Who is leading us there? The enemy, Satan, is telling us to come. He's making it seem so attractive. And we're going. Yeah. God gives us a choice. He says, choose which one. Hell or heaven. Life or death. It's up to us. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Matthew 21 and 18. Yeah, and let's bring a little more clarity to this. In verse 18, it says, in the morning, as Jesus was returning to Jerusalem, he was hungry. Jesus, he was hungry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we see Jesus was on one of his many journeys, traveling, as he often did. Mm-hmm. He became hungry just like many of us do. The humanness of Jesus, yeah. He was human too. This is when he was walking. He was down here. He was walking among us. Yeah, yeah. Verse 19 says, and he noticed a fig tree beside the road, and he went over to see if there were many figs on it. Hallelujah. But there were only leaves. Let's think about it. If you ever seen a fig tree, there are leaves and then the fig sits on. It's like the fig rests on the leaves. Mm-hmm. They're right there. Mm-hmm. But he looked and then he said to it, he said, because there were none. Mm-hmm. There were no figs, just leaves. He said, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the figs tree withered. It withered up. It just dried up quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now look closely at that. We see many trees. We see many trees today that should be blooming, that should be bearing fruit, mm-hmm. leaving evidence of some form of nutrition. But there is nothing that shows the growth of the teaching of the Word of God. Think about that. We see a leaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see it. But nothing that shows the examples that has gone before us, that has actually gone before our eyes. Nothing. So we are asleep. Mm-hmm. So we wither and we die. So we are cursed. Mm-hmm. So am I wearing church clothes and carrying a Bible, but surround myself with dead leaves? What good is that? Who am I benefiting? What good is that to me? Think about it. Think about this. Certainly, we are more than conquerors. Are we more than conquerors? Mm-hmm. That's what the scripture says. We who are in Christ, we are more than conquerors because we believe. So do we have to remain in this state? Do we have to stay in a stagnated state? Do we have to remain there? Can we rejuvenate ourselves? Can we accept God's plan of salvation and come alive? Can we do that? Can we actually be blessed? That's the question. Mm-hmm. That's the question. What good is mankind? The leaves are all dead. There are no fruits. What good is that? So it's called self-examination. Hallelujah. Self-examination, oh God. I need to look at me. I don't need to look at you. I need to look at me. I need to self-exam me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Am I blooming? Am I blossoming? Am I blossoming? Mm-hmm. Do I have any truth? Am I carrying any truth of the word of God with me? Mm-hmm. Is my light shining? And that's the question. Or has it gone out? Hello. Is my light shining? Or is it out? Huh? Am I in such a state of sleep that I cannot see? Hmm? Have I accepted God's plan of salvation? What is the plan of salvation? The plan of salvation is that I would become renewed, in the likeness of Christ, that I will accept his plan for my life, that I will become a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That I will no longer be in dead things, that I will become alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Dead things will be a past. They will be of the past. And now I will become new. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. When we say cursed. Yeah. When Jesus saw that fig tree, there was nothing there. So self-examination. Are you looking at you? Are you looking at yourself? Or can you do that? Can you actually look at you and see, are there any fruits? Is there any fruits here? What would be my fruits? My fruits would be kids that I have taught about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My fruit would be family members who are no longer in a state of backslidden. My fruit would be those that I have gone on the corners and ministered to who are no longer alcoholics or drunks. My fruit, hallelujah, would be the life that I live. And men would see God in me. Hallelujah. That's my fruit. That's my fruit. My fruit would be the time that I sit and minister to an unwedded group of girls and told them how they can be chastened and remain pure until Jesus gives them a husband. That's my fruit. Are you listening to me? I'm talking to somebody. My fruit can be where I sit and talk to someone. I encourage them. They were at the brink of committing suicide. But I came with a word of God, a hug, an encouraging word. Glory to God. That's my fruit. That's the fruit we're talking about. of the Word of God. The Word of God is the fruit. Are you listening to me? Yeah. This is a fruit that you would constantly desire. You would constantly yearn for. Yeah. And you would see it. You would see it where it's multiplying. Hallelujah. Generation after generations, this fruit, it will never die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. It's just like the living water that you've heard us talk about. The living water that will flow. Hallelujah. Fruit that we, that you have the ability. You have the ability to create. You have the ability to grow this fruit. Hallelujah. And it's all with the Word of God. All you got to do is know who God is. Hallelujah. And desire to take a stand in your light and share it. Share who God is. Share what God does. Share what God is all about. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody out here? Because I'm getting mighty happy by myself. I'm getting mighty happy here. Yeah. Let them know the reality in serving a true and a living God. That he's alive and that he's well. Hallelujah. And that he loves them. Oh, yeah. He loves us. And there is a reason and there is a purpose that God had for your life. Many times we've heard people say, what is my purpose? I wanted to know what my purpose was. Purpose-driven life. The purpose for all of those who have accepted Christ Jesus is to be fruitful, to multiply. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Don't sit on the word. Don't sit on it. Mm-hmm. Sprout it out. Sprout it out. Open up your mouth. Let someone know the importance of serving God. Many times they may not understand it at that very moment. They may not understand it at that very second. But pray that at some point, at some time, the manifestation, hallelujah, it will come. That I serve. He is able. Glory to God. He is able to allow it to come to premonition. Glory, huh? Yeah. Glory to God. Now remember, in last week we just touched on Deuteronomy 27. Uh-huh. And it talked about, and this is what I really wanted to just expound on this. It talked about, cursed be the man. This is verse 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molded images. It's an abomination unto the Lord. The work of the hands of the craftsmen and pitfalls is in a secret place. And all the people shall say amen. Now, what a graven image, a graven, G-R-A-V-E-N. It's an object. It's something of worship. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be wood. Because so many times we think, oh, it has to be a wooden statue. No, it could be made out of steel. It could be made out of aluminum. It could even be made out of flesh and blood. Huh? Yeah. It could be houses. It could be cars. It could be children. It could be clothes. It could be careers. Yes. Images. Anything that we put higher than God. Anything that we put in the place of God. When it's time for us to go into our time of worshiping God, we begin to worship these things. And we worship these things where we don't have time for God. When it's time to go to church, we go and we pull out our car because the car needs to be washed. when it's time to worship God, when it's time to learn more about Him, doing Sunday school or Bible study, we go and decide to go to the mall. We want to go shopping, and we want to go buy clothes, and we want to buy these things. So these are the images that we're talking about. Anything that we put in the place of our Almighty God. I just need to say that because so many times we do this. We see this. Malls are open. I think they open up at on Sundays. They don't open up early. And there's a reason behind that. They open up at 1 o'clock. They have sense enough to know that you should be where? In a house of worship. They know this. But do we know that? We sit at home and we wait for it to open up instead of spending time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So it's a wake-up. This is a wake-up. That's all this is. We're not condemning anyone. We want just to wake you up. We want to just shake you up a little bit. Yeah. So some reality, some self-examination can actually come in and take place. So we, as believers, that's who we are. That's who we say we are. We should have fruit. We shouldn't just have dead leaves. We should have fruit. Mm-hmm. We should be living the life that we sit and we hear and we study about. Yeah. I can remember just one little testimony. I can remember one time when I became really, really sincere with God. Yeah, I had been going to church all my life. That was just going to church. Yeah, you grow up going to church because your mom tells you to go or your dad tells you you're going and you go. But at some point, people, for yourself, you have to get sincere about your journey. You got to get real. And at this particular time in my life, I never forget, I was singing in the choir. And these songs that we were singing at that time, they became praise songs. And we would praise God. And we would close our eyes. And we would lift our hands high. And we would sing these praise songs. Now, I knew I wasn't living like that. I wasn't living like I was singing. And I began to cry to God. I want you to listen to me. I began to cry to God. And I begin to tell God, God, you know I don't live like this. I don't live like this, God. Now, God, I need you to come on into me and clean me up. Because I want to start living like the song that I'm singing. If this song says that I should be free, I want to be free. I don't want to be no longer in any chains holding me down. I want to be free. See, when you get sincere, when you get real with God, hallelujah, God will get real with you. And he's going to look and he's going to say, sister, he's going to say, brother, you ain't said nothing. You want me? Huh? You willing to repent? You willing to get real with me? I can get real with you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this word. We ask you right now, God, that this word will penetrate into the hearts of our listeners, God. Penetrate into the heart of this radio station, God. The people who work dutifully, Lord. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday, and of course, Sunday evenings with God Favored Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. Be blessed. And know that it's not over until God says. God got to say, it's over. If he ain't said it, you still got a chance. Hallelujah. Amen.